All right, this is The Right Track with Brad, and today we got Wade Balcom.
Hello.
And I actually brought Wade up in another podcast with Ethan Webster, and I think you've heard part of that
before.
So it's kind of funny that we brought you up before you even were on, but now you're here and you're talking. So the main kind of topic I was curious about, and it's like, I think it's really interesting about why people do this, but you were vegetarian for a long time.
Yes.
And that's different than being vegan, because I thought it was vegan, and I was like, wait, those are completely different.
But people always get it wrong.
Yeah.
People always are like, Wade the vegan, but I was not vegan. That is so much harder to do.
So vegan is just eating.
Vegan is
plants.
Being vegan means you only eat things not made by an animal. So you don't eat the meat that comes from animal, and you also don't eat like milk or cheese, which comes from the animal.
Okay.
So you literally get no animal protein.
Yeah.
And I wasn't vegan because I feel like vegans are slowly dying, because humans are omnivores, which means we need both meat and vegetables and fruits and stuff.
But you didn't eat that.
Well, you can still get animal protein from eggs and cheese.
Oh, right.
And butter and stuff.
Yeah, because there's different variations of being vegetarian.
When you're vegan, you have to take more supplements than I... So I was vegetarian, I had to take a B12 vitamin because I was deficient in B12, which you can only get from animal products such as meat.
Okay, so you need that as like a person.
Yeah, you need... Well, you need... There's vital vitamins... that everyone needs, and B12 is one of them that you can only get from an animal. And vegans, even though they're vegan, still need to take a B12 vitamin.
Dang.
Which you can't be fully vegan in a way, because that B12 vitamin comes from an animal.
Oh, dang.
Which is interesting, but
yeah.
So when you're deficient in B12, vitamin B12, you can also, you're basically slowly dying.
Yeah, that's like, so, kind of like do people know that? Like, do people who are vegan, like, is that something that you think everyone's gonna know?
You can prevent slowly dying if you take the right amount of supplements, but you can also overdose on supplements.
Oh yeah.
You can take too many, and then your body stops absorbing as well.
Really,
if you take too much B12, your body can just start to let it flow through your body.
Mm.
Like a donut.
So it's all about finding that balance.
You have to be perfectly... You have to be so strict in your diet if you're a vegan.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Vegetarian is more relaxed, where you can... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good. Anyway,
vegetarian is more relaxed, where you can just... You can still eat cookies that were made with butter and milk.
Mm.
You can still eat pizza that has egg wash on the crust. You don't have to like look at all the ingredients and make sure it's vegan.
Right.
And stuff.
So you were vegetarian for how long?
Over 4 years. I started being vegetarian in December 2019.
Oh, okay.
A little bit before Christmas.
Yeah, and you just, in the last like 2 or 3 months, you stopped.
Yeah, I don't remember which day it was, but it was a couple weeks ago that I stopped being vegetarian.
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, well, I guess it was a month ago.
I thought it was longer ago, because I remember you were like trying.
It hasn't been 2 months, though.
Oh, okay.
I think a week, a month and a week, something like that.
Dang.
And I've been on a meat journey ever since.
Yeah.
Rediscovering, like, how all these meats taste. It's really, like, interesting. For a lot of people, like, don't understand how exciting it is to, like, be rediscovering all these tastes that I haven't had in a long time. And, I don't know. It's so stupid to talk about.
No, I think
it's cool. Just sounds stupid, but every day is like Christmas for me now. I'm so excited to eat. Because I'm like, what does a sausage taste like again? And then I have it and I'm like, ugh. It's like gross and good at the same time.
So which one have you, did you rediscover that you didn't like? Is sausage one of them?
No, I still eat some sausage, like at Fresh. But, oh, Fresh is at the place we eat at WKU. It's like a cafeteria. I don't know if you have any viewers that are outside.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, sometimes I'll be like, yeah, I'll specify.
I also don't like... I had a piece of steak. I didn't like that much. I also had Cane's yesterday. It was not that good. But that was from The Office. And they buy mass amounts of Cane's. Yeah. Trevor was saying it was better if you just order yourself. Which I believe.
Yeah. That's crazy. So, yeah, I guess you wouldn't have had any, like, Chick-fil-A or, Cane's, some chickens, like, Popeyes, like, really none of those ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I've had it before.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's right.
I used to eat a Chick-fil-A sandwich every swim meet.
And then what made you stop? Because there was a point where you just said, I'm just going to go vegetarian, or was it a slow process of, like, you know what, I don't even like this stuff, I'm just going to try this.
It was more like that. But there was a point where I had to cut it completely. I would always overthink eating meat, and while I was eating meat, like, at my parents' house, whatever they served me, I would just think about the dead animal. And it's rotting, and I just, like, overthink everything.
Yeah.
And it would make me sick. Sometimes I would feel nauseous after meals. And when I would go to practice, I would feel sluggish and grossed out by what I ate earlier that day. And then I also watched Game Changers. Oh, sorry, my foot's on the table. I watched Game Changers. I don't know if you've seen that, Brad, but it's, like, the most insane documentary.
No, that might be the one that someone else who was, I think, vegetarian.
For sure, it's that one.
You think so?
It's just all the benefits of being vegetarian in one, like, hour and a half long.
That might be what it is.
It's really good. It's really good to watch, even if you're not going to become vegetarian. You can be more aware of your meat intake and stuff.
Huh.
It also helps you clean up your diet.
So you watched that and you're like, okay, I'm going to implement this.
Yeah, I was like, there's no point in me sticking with meat if I just feel like shit every... I mean, sorry.
It's okay.
There was like the one rule is no cursing and it's cursed.
No, it's fine, it's fine.
Yeah, so, when I became vegetarian at the beginning, I didn't feel like crap.
Thank you for the correction.
You can, like, are you gonna edit that out or bleep it?
No, I've never edited a voice recording before, but we'll see.
Have people cursed before?
No, you're the first
one. Oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
It's not a big deal.
We got one rule.
It's not a big deal.
I come from a family of cursers, swearers. I don't even remember what I was saying.
Well, you're saying, like, you weren't feeling good from eating it, and then you saw the video, or the documentary, and you're like, okay, well, this kind of solidifies
it. And all the benefits that they were listing in that documentary, I experienced. The buildup of lactic acid. So, for people that don't know, lactic acid is what makes you tired, what makes your muscles tired, and what makes you sore. If you went out and ran, if you're a non-runner and you ran 7 miles today, your legs are going to be so tired at the end of your running, and that's because of lactic acid. And when you're vegetarian and you get plant-based protein on an all plant-based diet, that can, it makes your body, it's fermate slower. So you get lactic acid through fermentation of your cells, and your cells won't fermentate lactic acid as fast if you're on an all meat diet. So it gives you an endurance boost, which is true.
So,
which I also experienced.
I was gonna say, like, could you tell, or was it just kind of like?
Yeah,
well,
in high school when I became vegetarian, I was on the like JV team. I was good at running. I was like one of the best JV runners. But when I switched after 2 months, I was on varsity. I was like number 3.
So you think that's directly because of that?
Yeah, I blame it all on my diet.
Dang.
And I was still doing everything else the same. Like, I would still sneak out until like 3 a.m. and stuff.
Yeah.
But I knew it was my diet because nothing else had changed. It also affected my swimming. I was able to hold my breath longer. I used to breathe every stroke. Like, you've never swam, but you do one stroke on your right, one stroke on your left, and I would breathe every time I'm on our right side.
Yeah.
But I was able to go, like, once on my right, swim, again on my right.
What? That many?
Yeah.
That's actually crazy.
It's just one more full
cycle,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, I did
which
swimming.
Is a lot.
I did swimming as a unit in like high school, but like so that's as much of my experiences. Like, which is like nothing compared to like what you did. But
well, how long was it?
That was actually a long unit because we had a pool in our high school. So I don't know. I'm sure it was like 3 or 4 weeks, but we did it like every day. So that's, you know, 5 days a week.
Yeah,
that's like 15 days of.
You'll
doing
get
that.
In swimming shape in a week.
You what?
You're probably in swimming shape in a week if you're doing it every day.
Well, also with running too, like I had like the endurance in terms of that, but I know it's again, I know it's different, but. All I'm saying with that is, like, I kind of understand, like, what you're saying about, like, every breath, and it is hard to, like, hold that many, but that's, again, just from my little experience with that.
And, you may not understand this, but when you take a breath at the flags before you hit the wall and do a flip turn, I used to breathe right before I hit the wall and breathe as soon as I came up off the wall.
Right.
But I was able to hold my breath from the time I hit the flags until I did a flip turn, did 2 strokes, then I would take a breath. So
that's interesting.
It just would delay how it would delay the, I guess, like my body's need for oxygen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it sounds like so fake, but I experienced all this, and I also was growing at the same time.
Yeah.
It could have also been that, too.
Well, when did you start going, like, to the gym? Because I know you go to the gym.
Sophomore year.
Pretty much every year.
I started going to.
Is that around that same time?
Yeah. My sophomore year, I was in PE 2, which is the weightlifting class at Eastern High School.
I had one, too.
And I didn't really take it seriously at first, but I started lifting with this really weird... we got assigned weight partners.
Oh, okay.
And I was assigned with this other scrawny dude, but he didn't run. He was just really skinny. So he was, like, so unathletic. But we started lifting together and just doing what we were supposed to do every day. I guess that could have also contributed to my development as an athlete.
Yeah, but if it's a big, like, improvement, then you could probably say it's directed to that.
Yeah.
So, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, beet juice, remember? Beet juice, apparently.
Beet juice,
what does it do? I think it, like, lowers,
It
either lowers your heart rate or, like, carries, like, more oxygen to your muscles.
Nitrous oxide is the ingredient that Coach Wood wanted us to benefit from. And I drank beet juice and I didn't run a PR. It was just nasty.
Well, I think you have to take it more than just the one time.
Morgan on our team was saying you have to take it the week, a little bit, like this much every day. I'm holding up like 2 inches.
I think it was like 2 ounces. 2 or 3 ounces.
2 ounces? No.
No?
This is probably like 4.
Okay.
Five. Sorry. I didn't mean to sound so offended when I said that. Maybe about like 5 ounces.
Okay.
For the week before your competition. I've been slacking on the beet juice, honestly. I just have it sit in my fridge. It's so hard to eat that beet juice or drink it because it's so disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, I want to try it, but like, if I know that if I start, I got to get committed to it.
It tastes like soil. It tastes like you walk outside and stick your hand in the ground and just eat the soil.
Yeah.
It tastes so bad. But being vegetarian doesn't taste like soil.
Yeah. Alright, what's your favorite thing that you tried that you liked? That you rediscovered?
Meat? It's chicken. Chicken is so delicious.
What kind? Just like any from like a fast food place? Or are you talking like an actual like cooked chicken?
Cooked chicken. Riley, the day I became a meat eater, Riley had made this chicken and had marinated it like all day and cooked it and served it. And then I was like, I'm gonna eat this. And I think that's my favorite chicken. It's really good.
Yeah.
I'll give you some. Okay. Next time we make it.
And
that's
pretty
good.
That was
the day. It's better than Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
It's like grilled chicken.
That was the day.
Yeah.
You decided. Or was it just like, you're like, you know what? Like, did you think about it? Or did you just decide?
Oh, I've been thinking about, do you know how I had walking pneumonia?
Remember, I don't know if it was...
Remember when I
walking?
Had pneumonia? Walking pneumonia?
I've never heard of walking pneumonia.
Oh, that... Well, that was the sickness I had. I went to the hospital for it.
I don't know if I knew that.
Dude, are you serious? I was, like, out for a week from practice.
I don't know you're at the hospital. I thought I was sick. I'm like, oh, wait.
No,
sick.
It wasn't like I dropped dead.
Yeah.
And they're like, get this man to the hospital.
Okay.
I went to the... Sam the trainer, because I couldn't breathe one night. I was like shaking.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was like, you need to go to the hospital and get your chest x-rayed. Because I had some... the doctor came in and she said that the top part... I can't remember if it was the top or the bottom part of my lung wasn't opening.
Okay.
Wasn't expanding.
Dang.
Anyway, I had walking pneumonia.
Wait, why is it walking? I want to know why it's...
I don't know.
Like, I feel like...
I knew because I was curious when I was diagnosed with it, but I forgot. I forgot that the difference. Okay, pneumonia is like a buildup of pus and like gunk in your lungs.
Yes.
And walking pneumonia, I think, is when it doesn't expand all the way.
Oh, okay. That's so weird that there's like a difference. That's...
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, anyway.
What was I saying? So sidetracked.
I think you were just explaining.
I had been losing weight rapidly since Coach Wood arrived. So when I was a vegetarian... Gosh, I feel like I'm always backtracking in my stories.
No, that's fine.
When I was prime vegetarian with Coach Becht, I would go to the weight room... after we had weights, and I would lift more, and we were lower mileage, and I weighed 175 in season and stuff, and then Coach Beck left, Coach Wood arrived, and his workouts were way harder, and it was double mileage, and I rapidly started losing weight. I was 170 when we came back from winter break, and right before I had walking pneumonia, I was 150. So I had lost 20 pounds in the span of a couple weeks.
Could you tell?
I could tell I was feeling very weak.
Yeah, 20 is a lot.
Since I was so weak, my immune system was also weak, and I got walking pneumonia.
Wow.
And after I recovered from... I got better from walking pneumonia. I beat it, guys.
Yeah.
But I was having problems with my diet again. And this vegetarian diet wasn't cutting it anymore because I didn't have the money to buy as much food as I need to. And also, when I had walking pneumonia, I'd take antibacterial medicine, and that destroyed my stomach. So this is gonna sound so unscientific, but there's good bacteria in your stomach that
yeah.
you need to help break down food that you eat.
Yeah.
And
since it's like yogurt. Like yogurt's actually like
yeah.
bacteria, but it's like good for you.
Yeah. Activia is like the best one for all those biotics and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so my antibacterial medicine had destroyed all the bacteria in my stomach. And so I just wasn't absorbing any nutrients from my food. And my
oh my gosh.
Some of my food was undigested. You could see like spinach leaves and stuff in there.
What?
Like, it's like my body had quit working. And I would show up to workouts and be terrible. I would be a lap behind Trevor and whatever we did. And I was kind of confiding in my parents and in coach about how sorry I felt for myself because I had dropped off a cliff. This is going to sound like I'm bragging, but I was so good at one point this year and then I became so bad. I might have been the worst person on the team for like 2 weeks, and it was a terrible feeling. And I had been thinking about eating more calorie dense food like meat.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have the money to pay for all these yams, sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
that,
I was
gonna
say
I was eating.
It's expensive.
Yeah,
that's
it's expensive
say.
To eat healthy.
Yeah, that's the one like annoying
sucks.
Thing.
It's the most annoying thing ever.
It makes, like, no sense. Like, it's... Like, I mean, it makes sense when you actually break it down, but it feels like the healthier stuff should be, like, easy.
Mm-hmm. Like, the white bread at Walmart is $1.47. And the real bread with none of the additives and stuff is $6, and it's, like, half the loaf. Just
I've never
so...
noticed
it's
that.
So annoying. Like, one brand is Dave's Killer Bread. It's made with, like, all these real ingredients and stuff.
Yeah.
I have, like, this little app on my phone that tells you how good it is for you. And it's, like, 99% good for you.
It's good that you actually research it, too, because I feel like some people, like... I mean, I have no idea, but I feel like some people, like, think they're vegan or think they're vegetarian, but they don't, like... It's really, like, they just stay away from, like, two or three things.
Yeah.
Which that is some people's like diet, but you're actually going all in on it and actually looking at like, okay, I gotta take that
mm-hmm.
antibacteria pill, right? Is that what it was? A pill?
Yeah.
Okay. So
well, that was for the pneumonia.
Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking the B12 thing. What was the B12 that you take?
That's a vitamin.
Okay, so yeah, you've been taking that vitamin and like
mm-hmm.
the calorie count and stuff because. You know, you could just run and go to the gym and do all that stuff without looking at the nutrition, but, you know, it is kind of underrated with a lot of people
mm-hmm.
about knowing the importance of, like, what you put in your body. So, like, I don't go to the extreme just because it's hard with convenience to be, like, super healthy, like you said, with just expenses and time,
mm-hmm.
but... I'll try to stay away from certain things too, but I'm not as, I guess I am pretty committed in some things with it, but,
Well, you are very committed in running. In what
was?
You
do. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you are.
No,
I meant you are. Did I say was?
I don't know, I thought you did. I'm just joking. but, yeah, I mean, there's something that I stay away from, like, even, like, for no reason, like, Subway. I was like, you know, I'm just not going to have Subway for, like,
yeah,
forever.
So
like,
silly.
Just, like, random stuff. But, you know, like, no, like, I didn't know fast food for certain... Not everything, but just, like, certain ones. Or, like, the, like, no soda. But I know how hard it is, like, being, like, vegetarian. Like, how much that's actually, like, impacting your life, like, daily. Like, low-key. Like,
mm-hmm.
that low-key is. So...
It's something you have to think about three times a day.
Yeah.
More.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it can make eating out not as fun. Because your friend's birthday might be at Texas Roadhouse, and you're like, well, I'll just get the green beans, and the green beans have bacon in them, and you're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
What was I saying before?
You were just saying how you came back from pneumonia.
Anyway, for 2 weeks before I started eating meat again, I had been contemplating it. And what made me switch was I was sitting on the toilet, and Coach Wood was texting me all these like facts about food, and I had seen the nutritionist earlier that day, and she was like, "You're making your life so much harder by not eating meat and trying to recover from this serious sickness." And my dad also called me as like a checkup call, and I started like crying because I didn't want to. I kind of at this point was feeling prideful that I hadn't had meat in 4+ years, and I was like, "Look at what I'm accomplishing." In my head, I'm thinking to myself, "I've done so much, and I'm still not even eating meat. Like, I must be better than everyone else," kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, not that extreme, but to a degree. Anyway, my dad was talking to me and saying that he's like, "When you left this year, you were saying you're willing to do whatever it takes to be better." And so that's what made me switch. That's when it, like, flipped in my head that I'm going to go in there and eat a bowl of chicken and rice.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm jumping out of a plane into war or anything. Mm-hmm. I was just going to eat a bowl of chicken and rice.
Yeah.
But to me, that was a big deal. It was one of the hardest things I've done mentally.
Just, like, overcoming it or, like, starting to eat the actual food?
Like, putting a fork that had chicken and rice in my mouth. I was, like...
So, actually starting it was, like, okay.
So... I decided I was going to eat that bowl of chicken and rice on the phone with my dad. And my mom was like, "You've always been a baby." It's like not helping at all.
Yeah.
"You've always been a big baby about everything." And but the hardest part was hanging up the phone and everyone's watching me at the table. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, man.
But I did it. And now I don't regret it because I've gained 10 pounds since I've... They're 8 to 9 to 10 pounds fluctuating since coming back. It's been like a month and a week. But I feel a lot healthier now that I've been eating meat compared to when I didn't.
Do you almost feel like, not that you failed, like, do you feel like, oh man, I'm going back to like what everyone else is doing?
No, I think my pride in what I'd been doing also evaporated when my dad was telling me that I told him I was willing to do whatever it takes to be faster.
Yeah.
But before that, if you had told me that I was going to eat meat, I would have been like, what is wrong with future me? Why am I doing that?
Yeah. Sometimes it just takes a moment like that to like realize like...
But it's just like...
Try something else.
It's similar to your tradition of not going to sub. It's like, why was I doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, like, it is, like, to a degree, like, a prideful thing. Like, oh, well, I haven't done this in so long.
It worked so well for me until it didn't. And I was too prideful to let it go when it didn't and switch to something different. Well, I eventually let it go, but it took me far too long.
Yeah.
I should have stopped being a vegetarian when Lee Wood arrived. I just didn't know that my body was going to respond like that.
Right. It's kind of like when, like, say there's, like, no stop sign at this one, like, intersection or something. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I don't know, like, and say it's, like, a really risky intersection for, like, turning your car or whatever. It's, like, you could, and, like, you didn't know at the time, but, like, if you're like just waiting, it's almost like you're waiting for an accident to happen when you could just easily just put a stop sign. Like what I'm saying is you can fix the issue, but like if you're not gonna fix it, like you're just gonna wait till it doesn't work.
It's just like,
and eventually
it's always worked.
Yeah, because it worked once, or because it's worked a few times, I'm just gonna keep doing it, and then eventually it fails. So I just said this in my last podcast about my why I came to Christ in my decision to like follow him, but like running was working for me. So I'm like, I'm just gonna keep putting running as like the number one thing. And as much as that is still a big priority in my life, it's not like completely taken over to where it's a point where I'm still like committed and competitive, but it's not like taking over like it used to, I guess you could say.
Did you have a moment similar to mine where you switched? Running became not the most important thing?
I would say no. I'd say it was more of like a gradual thing of, I remember points where I was like, you know what? Yeah, I should stop. Like this, like as much as I love it, I have to put this as, something that, cause I knew I wasn't going to give it up completely. Like, you know, it's not like I had to give up literally everything that I like to do to, cause it was for following Jesus is the main thing. So it's not like I had to give up everything in terms of, like my enjoyment, but it's like that was everything else was going to be number two. So like my faith is going to be one, everything else is going to be like two A, two B, like everything else is just going to be there. But I'd say there was a moment where I was in one of my like discipleship groups. It was called Freshman Family Groups at the BCM, where like everyone kind of got together who was like new to the school, basically. And we were reading the book of Jonah, which talks about, it's basically a story about how this person was always turning away from God. And then finally he went to him and was like realizing that everything that God has done is only because of, or everything that's been done in his life is because of God. And once I realized that, I was like, man, like my whole life I got to do running. That was like a gift from God. Like he didn't have to give me this ability to run or even like my life at all, but he still gave it to me.
There was no part of you that was thinking that you had done that yourself? It was only a gift?
No, I mean, no, I knew it was a gift, but like I still understood like the technicalities of like, well, it's genetics. Like a lot of it's gonna be genetics, but a lot of it's gonna be the work you put in. So I know that it's me physically doing it, but I know that there's nothing that I can do like apart from God. And once I realized that, I was like, everything that I have is like God's. And that's just like what I like understood at the time and still believe now. But I was like, you know what? That is like, it's not even mine to begin with. And again, that's just like what I believe in that. But yeah.
That is interesting because I've never had anything like that where it's, I don't know, I've never gradually like had something more important than running. My whole life I've been running since first grade and nothing has been more important than that.
I know, that's why I was so like, it was hard for me to be like, oh shoot, like, because, like, it's also, you put in so much time into it. Mm-hmm. And, like, first grade, you said first grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, it was sixth grade, but, I mean, think about an extra 5 years. Like, you've been doing it for so long.
Those don't matter.
No,
I mean, you're still running.
No, yeah.
It does not, like, count. But no, that's when I did start then.
yeah, but I still know what you're saying. Like, that's why I say it's gradual, because I was slowly realizing, like, this isn't going to be a forever thing. Like, and it's hard because it's like true. Like you could always die tomorrow. You could get in an accident and be alive tomorrow, but not be able to run anymore. And once I was having that perspective on things, that's exactly what it was. It was a change in perspective. But yeah. And then I've tried to implement in that mindset of like everything, of like, okay, this is cool, but, like, this isn't going to be, like, I can't make this, like, everything, you know? So, I'm slowly learning that, still.
Hmm.
What are you going to say?
Only your faith is the most important thing.
I mean, every day I have to realize that it is, because sometimes I'm not, like, treating it like it is. But it's a reminder of, like, I can never be too far from God, so even if I mess up or if I'm not thinking about Him, I know that His grace is, like, abundant and that I can always go back to Him. But it's more of a, it's a perspective thing of, like, eternity versus...
How hard was it for you to put faith above, like, family and friends?
Yeah.
I think that would be the hardest part for me.
Oh, dude, that is, like...
If I was...
I know, it's hard to think, but, like...
Person.
What?
If I was a religious person, I think
yeah.
that would be one of the hardest things for me.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, they're still put first, but, you know, there's a sense of, like, based on what I believe in the Bible, is that everything is created through God, like, literally everything. So, like, it's not even, like, mine to begin with, if you think about it, which is, like, crazy. But I know that He is eternal, and He doesn't change, and everything that has been said in the Bible has come true. So, and I know that people always, like, make mistakes and will fail you, but that's not, like, it's not like if, like, a family member does something, I'm like, oh, see, this is why, like, it's not like that. But it's, again, it's not necessarily like I'm picking one over the other. It's just that one is over the other because I know that God is literally eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And that most loving thing I can do is to show them, like, what I believe and my friends, and family and friends. So does that kind of answer what you're saying?
Yeah, that does.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wouldn't say I had a moment where it was like, oh, it's like, this is where I have to give it up. It was just kind of slowly realizing, like, you know what, I can't do this, like, forever. And I guess that's kind of your situation with being vegetarian. Like, you don't really know if you can keep that up. You just have to kind of decide which is worth it, you know, like, which is going to be more worth the time.
Oh, I can't imagine if I was still vegetarian now.
Yeah.
I'd still be like 150.
Do you think so? You'd still be the same?
Yeah, because I would eat so much and I just wouldn't gain any weight.
Oh, dang.
It was terrible.
Do you think it would have gone lower, like, in weight, too?
One time I weighed myself and I was 150.2. And I was like, dude,
wow.
I'm about to hit 149, no way.
Yeah, wow.
That's a big jump.
That is huge.
It's not much weight to lose, either.
That's like almost 10% of what your weight was. I think it's like 8% or something.
I mean,
it's like less than 10. Yeah, that's like a lot.
There's just like, I was already like lean at that point too.
Yeah.
I was like 170 lean. I'm just losing, and I lost a lot of muscle. And I felt it in the weight room too. But I definitely know that 160 is my sweet spot. Because I feel light and I feel strong. And then 150, I felt light and weak and frail. You could probably push your thumb. You could probably kill me with your thumb.
No.
You could push your thumb right through me and kill me. That's how frail I felt.
Yeah.
At some points.
So you said 160. Is that not like what you're at right now?
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. So it's the best you've
2 pounds below, but
okay.
I'm working there.
Dang. You know where else you're working?
Fleet feet.
Dude, I think that's gonna be cool. So I don't even know if I said in the podcast, but Wade is a teammate with me on the cross country and track team, but you can probably figure that out by listening.
Yeah.
So it's cool to have like people on the team that actually like are dedicated to running and actually want to get better. I'm not saying that there's like other people like that on the team. I'm just saying it's nice to see that. Because it's, like, something that I love to do and that we get to actually, like, grow together.
It is awesome.
And traveling for the meets. It's just fun. I'm glad to have, like, our team with, like,
that's
people.
Another thing that surprised me when I came to college was how, like, on my high school team, people would just complain about running. Oh, I gotta do the mile. Oh, I'm in the 2 mile.
Yeah.
But to me, I was like, oh, I'm in the 8. Uh-huh. Coach put me in the mile. Well, he never did. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He put me in the 2, and I'd be like, oh, let's go. And everyone here is similar to that.
Yeah, it's like...
not really. The complaining is so much lower. Really, all we complain about is how cold or hot it is.
That's true. Because the weather changes so much more here than anywhere else, it feels like.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, so hot today. I was complaining a little bit today.
It was windy, though, so that helped.
I know, but I was still like...
yeah.
Oh,
actually, that's the other
my shirt.
Wind also is actually like super annoying.
For me. I thought Chicago was like the windy city.
Well, it's called that, but it was more because of like people were always stirring up like political opinions. Like,
what?
For real.
I thought it was actually correlating with the wind.
I mean, it's pretty windy, but I'm pretty sure like Boston is actually like the windiest city.
Oh, you looked it up?
Yeah, I looked. Yeah, I looked up because I was like, I feel like it's like windy in other places, huh?
I just believe the name.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think that. Again, it's still super windy there, but there's definitely other places that are more. But, yeah, I think it was because people were, like, stirring up, which is, like, stirring up wind about political opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even, like, really understand. That's what I heard. Or that's what I actually read
about.
So
Chicago is the most politically divided
city. At the time. No, it's the most corrupt city is what it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's been, like, so many times where there'd be... I don't know what the title was, but I think there was, like, governors that would, like, steal, like, money. Like,
oh,
so much money.
Everywhere.
No, but it happened, like, consecutive times, like, so much in that city.
Just more than others?
Yeah, like...
that definitely happens everywhere.
No, but it... okay, well, I don't know then. But, well, something happened where the people that were, like, voted in or were had the responsibility... there was, like, so much tax fraud. And it just happened, like, time and time again. But don't quote me on that exact information, but it's definitely pretty corrupt in that sense.
So Chicago has the most tax fraud of any other city?
I guess, yeah. let's quote that. I was going to say something else about... oh, yeah, no, I think I was just talking about the weather. Yeah, the wind is annoying with running, but... yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that was all I was going to say about that.
I don't think there's much else to say about being vegetarian, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I've explained my experience, unless you have other questions.
No, I mean, I was mostly curious to why you stopped, which you answered that, and then why you started, and then just kind of, like... the difficulties of it, which you also talked about, like the expenses and stuff. So I mean, those are kind of the main, just top of the head questions I wanted to know about. But a good one would be, would you ever go back? Because I feel like it's no. I feel like you're just done with it now.
No.
Yeah.
I won't go back. But I do see myself trying out other diets.
That was my follow up question.
I am curious what the hype is all about in the keto diet and carnivore diet, those ones.
Yeah.
So, but keto you don't really need unless you're like fat and trying to lose weight.
Oh.
But some people say carnivore diet is the way to go.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting to me because that is the total opposite of what I was doing.
Yeah, that is interesting.
And it doesn't make much sense. And neither does keto. Keto doesn't seem to make much sense either because you can't have any sugar. So you can't have a banana, but you can eat bacon. And it's for weight loss.
That's weird. That is kind of crazy, actually.
But when it was explained to me, it kind of makes more sense. But it still is like, are you sure that's real? When your body doesn't have any sugar... your cells go into ketosis.
That's what it's called.
That's why it's called the keto diet. And ketosis is basically just eating the fat cells, the fat storage in your body. So if you have problems with love handles, is that what they're called? If you have love handles, you can just put your body into ketosis and they'll probably go away. But I don't know. I haven't tried it. I don't have any fat on my body.
Yeah, I know. Me too. When I think of Love Handle, I think of the band from Phineas and Ferb. It's like
I was a Cartoon Network kid, so I don't know.
You what?
I didn't watch much Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, okay.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah, Cartoon Network, Adventure Time. Yeah, we know how it goes.
Yeah, Adventure Time. I was not a Disney kid.
But yeah.
Carnivore diet is, some people say, when I eat meat, and when I eat too much meat, I feel sluggish and full and gross, and I get meat sweats. Basically, I just feel gross. But some people say they feel the best. They feel more alert.
So that point, it's just preference at that point.
Well, I guess so. If it works for you, but I want to see if it would work for me.
Yeah.
But that is also probably very expensive.
Yeah, but don't you have to test out a diet for at least, like, a few months before you can actually decide if it's, like, working or not working?
I felt the benefits of vegetarian in, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was kind of like getting bit by the spider that turned Spider-Man into Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Except over the course of 2 weeks, I guess.
So it wasn't like it at all.
So I kind of was, like, looking at myself in the mirror, like,
okay.
Except I was a cross-country kid, so.
Yeah.
But I could tell the difference every time I raced. Mm-hmm. And in high school, you race every weekend. And on track, you race maybe twice in the same week.
Yeah.
In four events. The coach would put you in the four.
I know, I missed that. I missed doing that all the time.
That was, like, really hard.
Yeah.
Doing four events in, like...
In one
meet, yeah. Sometimes I did 3 to 4
meets. Oh, because you were a sprinter, kind of?
Yeah, I would do the 4x8 and then have, like, a 3-hour break. And then crank out the 800, the 400, the 4x4. Mm. And, like, that happens all in, like, the same hour.
Yeah.
So
hard. That is crazy.
4x4 would be so exhausting at that point.
Yeah, for me, I more did, like, tripling. It was normally 4x8, which is the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And then I'd have, like, the whole meet, and it'd be the mile. So I'd have a good break between the 4x8 and the mile. Mm-hmm. But then... literally, like, 10 minutes after the mile, it's a 4x4.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel completely destroyed because I knew that running, like, one lap compared to the 12 that I just ran...
is so much easier.
12, no.
The mile was 6
that I just ran. Huh?
The mile was 4.
No, yeah, mile's 4 and the 4x8, too.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if I just ran 6 laps, what is it, just another one? And that's kind of how I view, like, mileage training, too. Yeah. Where if I'm running, like... 65 miles 1 week and I'm going up to like 68 or something, it's like, well, what is another 3 miles if I'm already running like 65?
Yeah.
So when I look at it like that, it's more of a psychological game for me, like, okay, well, I can go up however much mileage. But okay, one last question to end it.
Oh, okay.
Do you like bacon?
Oh yeah, I actually almost cried when I had bacon.
Really?
It was really good.
It was good. So that's one of your favorites.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites. Funny thing is, I actually didn't like bacon when I ate meat before I was vegetarian. My second meal with meat in it was at Mellow Mushroom with Addie, Trevor, Matthew, and Riley. And I got Funky Q pizza. It's like barbecue pizza, and it has... apple smoked bacon on it.
Oh, dang.
And I was like pulling the bacon off and eating it, and I was like, this is so good.
Bacon's good.
It was people that don't know, people that weren't vegetarian won't understand this, but it was so good compared to like anything else I had eaten in the last 4+ years. Imagine eating a cooked zucchini slice.
Okay.
And then eating a piece of bacon.
Yeah.
The bacon is so much more preferable.
Yeah. Well, it actually
was Christmas when I ate that pizza.
That's so actually good. Crazy. Have you heard of, I just want to bring up this other thing. Have you heard of, like, if you don't eat any processed sugars for, like, 2 weeks, then eating fruit will start to taste like candy.
Really?
Yeah, so if you, like, stop eating, like, you know, granola bars or protein bars or anything that's just processed sugar, and you just, like, keep eating, like, fruit, not just fruit, but, like, you know, just eat fruit with whatever you're eating with,
mm-hmm.
it'll start tasting like candy because your taste buds are normally so saturated with, like, the processed sugars and just, like, sugar in general that once you go to, like, just fruit, it'll actually start tasting like candy.
Dude, now I might try that.
That's something I heard, and, like, I know it's...
That's really hard, though, because...
That's what I'm saying. It's just hard, and, like, it's just hard. Yeah.
Emma dropped off all of her Oreos at her house before she left.
She had extra or something?
She had a whole box of these Oreos. Not, like, the little tray with, like, 16 in there. It was, like, a giant box of, like, packets of two. I had 14 yesterday.
Dude, those are good. Those, I don't know what it is.
The double stuff?
There's something, I mean, just any Oreo. I feel like they can just never stop. I think there's something that's like...
I probably won't start this week because we have conference.
Oh, yeah. Don't do anything.
I'm definitely going to cook out after conference.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting a big bacon double fart burger, triple bypass fart burger at cookout. It's going to be so good. And then I'm going to get a milkshake. I'm going to drink soda after.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm excited for what's after conference. But I'm more excited for what's after conference.
Right, right. It's just a motivator. It's like, all right, last
but race. I get to live as, like, a real American for 3 days.
Oh, we're doing it for three-day celebration?
Well, it's 3 days of no running before you have to run again.
Oh, true.
That's it's like 3 days, or is it 2 days and then 4 miles and then 2 days and 4 miles?
I did...
It's something like that.
I did 3 days and then I did a run and I did another run and I did another four.
At least 2 days, I get to live as a fat person.
Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome,
dude. Man,
and I'm not restricted. For the first time in my life, I get to live as a fat person, and I'm unrestricted.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna cook out. I'm going to Cane's. I'm gonna go get barbecue. I haven't had barbecue yet.
Mm.
That's it. That's about it on my list. I've had pretty much all the meats by now. Actually, I haven't had steak yet, but.
No, you said you tried steak and you didn't like it.
I had a bite of Tyler steak.
Okay, well, you gotta get a full sample size of it. You can't just do one bite. Because steak's, like, actually really good.
Is it?
Yes.
I used to like steak when I would eat.
Dang. Dude, yeah, I love it.
Mm.
Okay.
All right, I'll try a steak and I'll let you know how it goes.
Do it.
I'm actually about to go eat ground beef tacos.
First time? Or
Riley made. Yeah, first time.
Oh, okay.
Last time I had a taco was at Taco Bell. It was a black bean crunch wrap. Supreme. Ooh.
Alright, we'll see how the ground beef is then.
It's probably gonna be good.
Yeah. Christmas again.
Again. I'm actually excited to go home and celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is in like 15 minutes whenever I get home.
Oh, 15 minutes. That's actually hype. That's like so exciting to have like food just be ready and be like something good too.
You should try. You should be vegetarian for 4 years.
Oh, no, and then look at like 25.
And then tell me about it. It'll be awesome. No, I actually weighed way more when I was like prime vegetarian.
Mm.
But with Leewood, I couldn't handle it.
That is weird. That
my body couldn't handle it.
That's weird that it was dependent on the training, though.
Yeah.
That's
well, lovely. Coach Beck was 45 miles maximum.
Yeah.
And like 35 miles minimum.
Oh,
and I could handle that.
Yeah.
And I was like 175.
That's
and,
true. You
and
did.
Like the cross season, I had big biceps and big chest for a cross runner. Not like in general. I was skinny guy.
Right, right. Yeah, because I guess you were here that whole time until.
Yeah, me and Roan used to go to the gym after the weights with the team. And I would like try to kill him.
Yeah.
With the training. I mean, it was fun lifting while being vegetarian, but it's way easier to just eat calorie-dense meat rather than a Subway sandwich with eggs and spinach.
Yeah, no, that's true. Mm. Well, I'm glad you feel better and that you're trying out new stuff now. That's cool.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
Yeah, I love to try out new things, just period, is always good. But I know, like, that's hard to, like, change your lifestyle like that. But All right, well, thanks for coming on and talking about it. It's pretty cool that you got to be like vulnerable and talking about it too, because I know it's like, I mean, I don't know how hard it was to do that, but it was just cool to hear about it.
I mean, there hasn't been much mental adversity in my life, but that was one of the most hard times.
Yeah.
Mentally, because I was weak and I was slow and I was losing weight, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but the hardest thing you've ever gone through is the hardest thing you've ever gone through, which can apply to everyone.
That is true. So, even though people have different
people in Africa, things. Like the hardest thing they've ever gone through is a couple days without food. But for me, it was avoiding
food
coming back.
Yeah.
Which may sound bad, but it's still like the hardest thing I've ever done.
No, yeah, I understand that. All right, well. Yeah, thanks for sharing all that.
No problem.
Yeah, peace.
Thanks, Brian. See ya.
See ya.